Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, despite a tough global climate and muted exit activity, Southern Africa's venture capital sector has not only held its ground, it's grown. The latest SA Venture Capital Association Venture Capital Survey shows a record 13.35 billion rand in active investments and an increase in early growth funding, as well as a decisive shift towards ICT and healthcare. So let's pull all of that together. I'm in conversation now with Stefan Lamprecht from VS Nova. It's the research firm behind the survey. I want to break down some of the numbers and what they mean for founders, investors, and maybe the bigger future of South African innovation. So Stefan, let's start with the top line. Good evening to you and welcome. 13.5 billion rand in active VC investments. What's driving the growth in what is often seen as a fairly constrained global environment? What's happening different in this country?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, I think Africa, we're mimicking the rest of the world in digitization, especially post-COVID, also looking at solutions that offer us better offerings for health, be it in medical devices or especially using ICT and software applications to, you know, to give us opportunities and abilities to manage health and well-being. So hence the focus on health as well. But I think especially in ICT, which, as you mentioned, has been one of the bigger recipients of VC activity, very much driven around the development of software and apps, especially in financial services, and giving banks and you know, the public also the ability to transact online using these kind of products and services.
That is an important point, both of those sectors dominating the landscape. So is it a healthy sector concentration, do you think, or maybe just an early warning sign around the importance of diversification?
Yeah, I think it's not unlike what you're seeing in the rest of the world, especially around ICT. ICT is, you know, the darling of VC investors because it's easier to get into those kind of deals and they scale easier because of the nature of, you know, of software and related technology. So you'll see that kind of distribution, you know, in most portfolios around the world. However, I think, you know, if you look five or more years ago, we had a lot more of a balance in the other sectors around manufacturing and business products and services, for example. But I think the big thing is in the last year or 2 years, so much more money has flown into, you know, ICT type transactions that it's not that we've lost the rest, but that we've actually just added a big chunk of money that, you know, targets those kind of transactions.
You mentioned manufacturing. Is there any particular sector that is not finding favor at the moment?
Yeah, I think, you know, innovations related to energy. If you think around, you know, where we are with renewable energies, etc., mining and minerals, not necessarily, you know, the big focus. And we're talking here early stage deals, you know, so trying to avoid those things that require huge capital investments. What has been developing in the last couple of years, which is good, is around agricultural technologies or agri-tech. Yeah, so I would say, you know, from a standout feature in the South African context, not necessarily anything from a private sector point of view that you would not expect. So good spread of interest. But I think from a national government point of view and where we would like to drive our economy, you know, looking at things that ail our economy, for example, I mentioned energy and the management of energy, you know, renewables, et cetera. And then also, especially on the health side, if we're talking about public health, you know, the kind of things that we, you know, speak about the NHI and the pilots around the NHI, you know, they one would like to see a lot more commercializable kind of technologies. I think one of the things that's also stood out in the past, but, you know, we've seen new introductions of fund managers focusing on that, is around commercializing public-funded research and development. So these are typically your new innovations or ideas that come out of universities and places like the CSIR. You know, that's traditionally not necessarily found favor with the private sector. But in recent years, you're seeing through, for example, the Department of Science, Technology and Innovation putting in money into investors like the SASME Fund and the PIC to specifically target university-type kind of opportunity. So I would say it's a very healthy picture. You know, it's small, We're not Silicon Valley by any means, but what we're definitely making progress, and a lot of this stuff is really commendable given the challenges that not just us, but the global economy is facing.
Stefan, explain this disconnect to me if you can, if in fact it's a disconnect. The number of deals in the survey, you say, rising 20%, but overall equity deal value has declined. Is this divergence a concern?
Not really, and that, you know, that divergence is looking at 2024 compared to the previous year of 2023. So what you have seen over the last couple of years is that the year-on-year number of deals, so the actual, you know, the transactions have increased, so that's quite good. The equity side is, from a capital point of view, has dropped off slightly in 2024 compared to 2023. And that is because in 2023, there was a number of co-investors that put in substantially larger sums into, you know, a few smaller transactions than what we've had in any of the other years. So that was almost an outlier for 2023. In 2024, we've seen an increase on the number of deals done by those very same co-investors, but not the deal sizes that we had in 2023. And just a last comment on that, 2023, those specific transactions involved later stage deals. So, you know, the later you go up the trajectory, typically the bigger those deals and the more money that goes into those deals.
The report also says that angel investors are making a comeback and that corporate and government-backed funds have hit lows. Is this a sense that, or do we get a sense here that institutional investors are maybe losing their appetite for early stage risk?
Look, we've never really had institutional funding directly into the VC asset class. You know, so typically finding that the pension funds and stuff, they've not really been looking at this sector because it's so much easier for them to make money off, you know, more traditional sectors like property and so forth. So what we've seen, though, you mentioned angel. There's a number of funds that focus specifically on angel-type deals. And then as co-investors, a lot of angel investors that come on board, and these are typically, you know, a sign of how this sector is using its ability to attract funding from whichever source is available to be able to then invest in those specific transactions. So hence that uptick in angel. What we don't have, you know, figures on, and we'll never have that, and it doesn't happen like that anywhere in the world, is that a lot of these angel deals are happening off the record. You know, so the typical uncles and aunts giving money to, you know, to the bright-eyed family member. We can't count those deals if it's not reported, because angels are very much under the radar. So when we do pick them up is when they co-invest alongside some of these VC fund managers. What you mentioned there regarding, you know, the corporates as well as then specifically government, in the past we had one or two government-owned venture capital initiatives, like, for example, the IDC had a VC fund. You know, they reintegrated that into the rest of the IDC. So a lot of those direct investment vehicles are gone. But what we're seeing, and which is quite positive, is government coming on board as a fund of fund investor and backing a lot of your VC fund managers, especially those that have got a transformation opportunity, you know, bringing in young black, especially female fund managers, and giving them the opportunity to, you know, to learn their trade in this specific asset class.
And just a quick answer leading on from that, transformation metrics, as you've just alluded to, are showing real movement. What's driving then the rise in women-led and black-owned funds?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I engage with government a lot on this. Obviously, you know, there's a narrative in South Africa regarding a lack of transformation in financial services, whether or not that's accurate, you know, and whether or not that permeates the whole sector, or is it just at certain parts of the sector. But so, you know, this asset class has also caught the interest of government, especially because if you think around it, you know, the Department of Science and Technology putting in an enormous amount of money into research and development in South Africa. But if there's not commercialization of that research, then we're not really seeing that return on investment. And therefore, one of the key ways to commercialize that is through, you know, some kind of venture capital funded initiative. So it's got to work, you know, and their mandate has got a very clear transformation angle, and hence their interest also then in backing the VC industry in the transformation agenda.
Certainly is a fascinating survey. Stefan Lamprecht, thank you very much indeed for joining me tonight from VS Nova.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.